Hey, how's everything going, guys? Welcome to Practice Spoken English with Emily. 欢迎收听和 Emily 一起练口语。我是 Emily. Today's topic is making a reservation. Now let's listen to the conversation.
Good afternoon. What can I do for you?
I'd like to check in, please. I have a reservation under the name Anthony Roberts.
All right, Roberts. Oh, Mr. Roberts, we've been expecting you. And here is your key card to the presidential suite.
But there must be some mistake. My reservation was for a standard room.
Are you sure? Let me double check.
Yeah, here, this is my confirmation number.
You're right, Mr. Roberts. There seems to be a mix-up.Unfortunately, we're overbooked at the moment.
So?
Not to worry. We're pleased to offer you a complimentary upgrade.
Woohoo! Presidential suite, baby!
Okay, let's take a look at the conversation. 今天的主题是关于 making a reservation, 预约。我们在网上预约之后呢，到了酒店前台还是需要 check in, 就是登记入住。那我们一起来看一下前台服务员和安东尼先生之间的对话。首先前台小姐说 Good afternoon, what can I do for you? 下午好，我能为您做些什么吗？这里的 what can I do for you? 我们在上一期节目当中也出现过。那除了说 what can I do for you? 还可以说 can I help you? 或者是 how can I help you?字面上翻译是我该如何帮您呢就是啊，我能为您做些什么安东尼说 I'd like to check in please 我要办理登记入住手续在入住酒店之前我们需要在前台 check in 办理登记手续 check in 还可以表示办理登机手续就是我们在坐飞机之前也需要 check in 那办理入住手续叫 check in 退房该如何表示呢叫 check out 其实很好理解啊 in 有进入的意思而 out 有出来的意思办理入住手续我们是要住进房间的所以叫 check in退房后呢，我们需要从房间里出来，所以叫 check out。好，接下来安东尼说 ，I have a reservation under the name Anthony Roberts。我用安东尼·罗伯茨的名字做了预定。Have a reservation 表示预定 ，under the name 表示以什么什么名义。那这里呢，还可以说。Under the name of 我是以安东尼·罗伯茨的名义预定了这个房间 I have a reservation under the name of Anthony Roberts 但这里 of 它省略掉了也是可以的这时前台服务员开始在电脑上输入 Roberts 的名字他说 All rightR-O-B-E-R-T-S Oh, Mr. Roberts, we've been expecting you. Oh, 罗伯茨先生,我们一直期盼您的到来。那这句话呢,它就是一个套话了啊。他找到了 Roberts 名字,于是说,啊,我们一直在期待您的到来。We've been expecting you. Expect 有期待的意思。然后前台服务员递给 Mr. Roberts 一张门卡，他说 And here is your key card to the presidential suite. 这是您总统套房的门卡。Key card 有门卡、门禁卡的意思。Presidential 形容词表示总统的。Suite 套房。Presidential suite 就是总统套房这个时候 Mr. Roberts 有一点疑惑他说 But there must be some mistake 这一定是弄错了 Mistake 表示错误。My reservation was for a standard room. 我预定的是一个标间。Reservation 名词表示预定、预约。My reservation was for a standard room. Standard 表示标准的。A standard room 就是标间。前台服务员说 Are you sure? Let me double check. 你确定吗？让我再核实一下。好，我们看一下这里有一个 double check。我们知道 check 它有检查的意思。Double 有两次的意思。Double check 就是检查两次。啊，我们可以翻译为再次确认或者是再仔细检查。Double check. 我们看下面的例句。Here's some things to double check. 以下是需要仔细检查的东西。Mr. Roberts 说 Yeah, here, this is my confirmation number. 看，这是我的预定验证码。Confirmation, 名词表示确定。这个单词的动词形式会更常见，叫 confirm， 拼写是 C-O-N-F-I-R-M， confirm 表示确定，而 confirmation 是名词形式，表示确定。这是我的验证码 ，This is my confirmation number. You are right, Mr. Roberts. There seems to be a mix-up.
是这样的，罗伯斯先生，我们可能弄错了。
Mix up 表示混淆，啊 ，mix up 混淆。那我们可能是弄错了，弄混淆了。
Unfortunately, we are overbooked at the moment.
很遗憾，我们现在的房间都已经订满了。这里有一个单词叫做 overbook。Overbook 做动词表示超额定出，那这个单词的末尾加了 ed 之后，它可以做一个形容词表示超额定出的，但是也可以啊把它理解为动词原形 overbook 的过去式或者是过去分词。我们来看下面这个例句，这家酒店已经超额预定了。那你可以说 The hotel was overbooked. 那这里的 overbooked 它是一个形容词。或者呢你可以说 The hotel has been overbooked. 这里的 overbooked 就是动词的过去分词。所以在对话当中服务员说 Unfortunately, we are overbookedAt the moment, 这里的 overbooked 它是做一个形容词。Mr. Roberts 说 So, 那么 Not to worry, we are pleased to offer you a complimentary upgrade.
不用担心，我们很高兴为您提供免费升级。
Not to worry, 不用担心，或者是 Don't worry, 不要担心。We are pleased to, 我们很高兴做某事。Offer you a complimentary upgrade.
这句话有一个短语叫做 offer somebody something, 向某人提供某物。
Offer somebody something 等于 offer something to somebody.
所以这句话你还可以说
We are pleased to offer a complimentary upgrade to you.Complimentary 表示免费赠送的或者是赞美的恭维的。比如说 We offer tour guides complimentary breakfast.
我们给导游提供免费的早餐。
She was extremely complimentary about his work.
他对他的工作给予了高度评价。
Upgrade 表示升级。也可以表示提升提拔。
比如
Congratulations. I heard you've been upgraded to divisional manager.
恭喜你啊，听说你被提升为部门经理了。
The upgrade to version 5.0 costs $395.
升级到 5.0 版本要花395美元。OK, 想要获取更多英语资讯，欢迎关注微信公众号英语主播 Emily。节目最后我们再一起听一下今天的 conversation。
Good afternoon, what can I do for you?
I'd like to check in, please. I have a reservation under the name Anthony Roberts.
Alright, Roberts. Oh, Mr. Roberts, we've been expecting you. And here is your key card to the presidential suite.
But there must be some mistake. My reservation was for a standard room.
Are you sure? Let me double check.
Yeah, here, this is my confirmation number.
You're right, Mr. Roberts. There seems to be a mix-up. Unfortunately, we're overbooked at the moment.
So?
Not to worry. We're pleased to offer you a complimentary upgrade.
Woohoo! Presidential suite, baby!